Welcome to our TTL podcast, where we dive into the ever-evolving world of logistics, transport, and infrastructure. I'm Lorina, and joining me is my colleague, Senziana. How are you today, Senzi?
I'm fine. Happy to join you and to be able to share insights from our latest report.
All right, are you ready to jump in?
Always. Are you excited to discuss the dynamic transformation happening in the global logistics, travel, transport, and infrastructure sectors?
Absolutely. It's incredible to see how much has changed since the pandemic. While changes still linger, we're also seeing some promising signs of recovery and growth. Let's start with an overview. In 2024, we're witnessing a fundamental transformation in logistics and transport as these sectors respond to changing market conditions. And some of the findings were surprising. First, let's unpack the logistics world. Though there is recovery from pandemic disruptions, major logistic companies face significant pressure. Industry giants like Kuehne+Nagel and DSV saw their Q1 2024 revenue drop year over year. But GXO Logistics bucked the trend with a 9% revenue rise by focusing on e-commerce solutions.
Exactly. With the e-commerce logistics projected to reach over $535 billion by 2025, logistics providers are focusing more on last-mile delivery solutions to meet customer demands for speed and accuracy. Speaking of trends, there's notable M&A activity in logistics. The number of deals dipped slightly this year, but their value skyrocketed. Many investors are shifting focus from China to emerging markets like India and Malaysia, which could reshape global trade routes. Another huge trend is digital transformation. Think AI, automation, and robotics. This tech aims to improve delivery speeds, tracking, and prices. We can't overlook alternative fuels in logistics, especially in Europe, where sustainability is becoming crucial. Higher costs for greener logistics might force companies to prioritize shorter routes from suppliers already using alternative fuels.
Now let's shift gears to transport. The global automotive market looks interesting, with Europe and China leading in overall car sales. However, a different trend is visible in electric vehicles. While global sales are up 20%, Europe's sales growth is just 1% due to reduced government incentives, as many countries eliminated incentives right at the beginning of 2024. Another concern here is to see many manufacturers scaling back their EV plants. We are talking here about Ford, Porsche, Volvo. Even Tesla has not been immune, as no growth is expected in sales for 2024 compared to 2023.
Given the context, the air transport sector is enjoying a smaller recovery. Air travel has rebounded, surpassing pre-pandemic levels by June 2024. Driven by pent-up demand, domestic travel bounced back faster than international, which finally caught up in early 2024. Air cargo is also booming, fueled by e-commerce growth. We also see positive developments in the railway industry, like over 10,000 electric trains operating worldwide.
Really? 10,000? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, it sounds like the railway industry is serious about reducing its carbon footprint.
They are.
But what about the passenger experience? Are people actually choosing trains over planes or cars?
That's where things get a bit more challenging. Despite all these advancements, railways still struggle with their image. Some people still view them as outdated or less convenient, especially for long distances.
So it's not just about technology and sustainability.
It's not. It's also about changing people's perceptions, right? They need a good marketing campaign, something catchy like Ride the Rails to a Greener Future.
I like that.
Okay, I'll work on that slogan later.
Okay, now let's discuss tourism. International arrivals in early 2024 hit 97% of pre-pandemic. Europe rebounded with strong intra-regional travel, contributing to a surge in tourist arrivals. We also had a try of major sporting events this past summer in Europe that contributed to the rise: the Paris Olympics, Wimbledon, and the UEFA European Football Championship in Germany.
huge events.
Each drew massive crowds, but with varying degrees of success. So the Paris Olympics attracted over 11 million visitors. But many local businesses, especially those in the luxury sector, actually struggled to capitalize on the influx.
That's interesting.
The strict security measures and restricted access around key venues seem to have created a barrier between the Olympic festivities and the everyday life of the city. So people weren't really engaging with the local businesses as much.
Oh, so a classic example of how hosting a mega event can be a double-edged sword.
Yeah, the security measures, while necessary, might have inadvertently impacted local businesses.
Interesting. So how did the UEFA Championship in Germany fare?
Germany seems to have scored a big win with the UEFA Championship. The tournament generated almost $8 billion in economic impact, attracting over 2.5 million ticket holders.
So a successful example of how a well-organized sporting event can provide a substantial boost to the local economy.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, let's shift gears and talk about a specific type of tourism that's gaining traction, ecotourism. This trend of traveling to natural areas and engaging in sustainable practices is especially popular among young adults.
I'm all for that. It lends perfectly with the growing focus on well-being and environmental consciousness.
For sure. It's not just about sightseeing anymore. It's about experiencing nature and leaving a positive impact. Speaking of positive impact, it might surprise you to learn that Saudi Arabia is actually a leader in ecotourism within the Gulf Cooperation Council.
Oh, wow, interesting.
Followed by the UAE and Kuwait, they're investing heavily in developing eco-friendly resorts and promoting sustainable tourist practices.
Now, that's an interesting twist. It seems like Saudi Arabia is really diversifying its tourism offerings beyond its traditional image.
It is. Actually, the Middle East has seen an astonishing 36% rise in tourism this year and is the leader among all other regions.
Impressive. Now, onto the final leg at our deep dive, infrastructure.
All right, I'm ready to explore the world of mega projects and ambitious construction endeavors that are shaping our world.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff.
Lead the way. I'm excited to see what's being built and how it's changing the global landscape.
In Europe, enhancing connectivity and efficiency are top priorities. France is investing heavily in modernizing its high-speed rail network, while Spain is constructing a new line connecting Madrid and Barcelona to replace the old infrastructure.
What about North America? Any exciting projects happening over there?
North America is tackling some ambitious mega projects of its own.
Okay.
The Brightline West high-speed rail project aims to connect Las Vegas to Southern California.
That's ambitious. Timed perfectly for the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics.
Yes, it is.
Now, let's head south to Latin America.
Okay.
Mexico's Tren Maya project, an inner-city railway connecting major tourist destinations with minor historical sites, has just been completed in September this year.
That's fantastic news. It sounds like an incredible way to boost tourism and provide access to these culturally significant areas.
Yeah, it's a big project. For Asia, the report mentions a futuristic project in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's Sindala Island, part of the futuristic NEOM project, this luxury tourism development in the Red Sea, is on track for its 2024 launch.
Wow.
Boosting high-end resorts, a golf course, and a yacht club, all designed with sustainability in mind.
What about Australia? Any notable infrastructure developments down there?
Australia is making significant strides in urban transportation with the Sydney Metro expansion, a $20 billion project set to open in 2024.
Wow.
It's the largest metro extension in the country's history.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's huge. Adding a 30-kilometer line under Sydney Harbour and through the city's central business district. It's a major boost for Sydney's public transportation system and will surely have a ripple effect on the city's growth and development. Now, we can't forget about Africa. What's happening on the continent in terms of infrastructure?
Africa is witnessing a surge in transportation infrastructure projects. Aimed at enhancing connectivity and boosting economic growth, Angola's Lobito Atlantic Railway, founded partially by the US, will connect Angola's Lobito port with northern Zambia and potentially the Democratic Republic of Congo. It aims to boost Angola's food export capabilities and diversify the DRC's economy, while also serving as a strategic move by the US to counter China's influence in African infrastructure.
It's amazing to see how infrastructure projects are not only physically connecting regions, but also shaping the economic and political geopolitical landscape of the 21st century. It's a reminder that these sectors aren't just about concrete and steel. They are about people, progress, and the interconnectedness of our world.
That's a great point.
To wrap up this podcast, let's say we often think of transport, tourism, logistics, and infrastructure as separate entities. But this report highlights how deeply intertwined they truly are.
Yeah, it's all connected. Choices made in one sector inevitably impact the others. And those choices will shape our world for years to come.
So it's not just about understanding individual trends. It's about seeing the bigger picture, recognizing how these sectors influence each other, and making informed decisions that benefits us all.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd say we've accomplished that with this deep dive. We've certainly covered a lot here. Let's use this knowledge wisely, and we might spot opportunities others miss. Until next time.